Good afternoon, everyone. According to Appian, a Greek historian of Roman citizenship, General Julius Caesar, in a three-word letter to the Roman Senate in 47 BC, made what became a bold statement with massive historical implications. The report was on the most recent battle campaign, a very quick, within a matter of hours, decisive victory, with total destruction of the enemy, led by Pharnaces II of Pontus, and you all had that right on the tip of your tongue, in a battle at a place called Zela. It's a most worthy historical read if you want to read about it, because it does have very great implications for down through history. The three-word statement was Veni, Vidi, Vici. In English, it's translated as I came, I saw, I conquered. The phrase has rolled through the city of Rome and through the existing politics, much like a battery of Sherman tanks rolling into town. They didn't care for it. It set Caesar up to become Caesar. The term is used to define a swift and conclusive victory. As Christians, we too seek victory, but we realize ours will not be swift. But it will be sure, a sure, conclusive victory. Thus, when asked, how goes it out in the battlefield of life? You too can come back with a pithy and most interesting comment. It will not echo your might, your power, but that of God. Our reply should be, Rogo quero facio. Or as in our neighbor tongue, I ask, I seek, I do. Turn now with me, please, to the parable of the friend at night. How many are aware of that parable? Okay. For us, it's a teaching lesson. For the people who heard it, it was a parable given by Christ. It's given in Luke chapter 11, verse 5 through 10. So if you'd please turn to Luke 11, and we'll read verses 5 through 10. Again, read the prior verses to this. It sets up, it's also very interesting. I've visited this area before. Verse 5, and he, Christ, said to them, which of you who has a friend will go to him at midnight and say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived on a journey, and I have no bread to put before him. And he will answer from within, do not bother me. The door is shut. I am down with my children. I cannot get up and give you bread. I tell you, though he will not get up and give him anything, because he is his friend, yet because of his impudence, he will rise and give him whatever he needs. And I tell you, ask, and it will be given. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be answered unto you and open to you. In verse 10, for whoever asks, receives, and one who seeks, finds, and the one who knocks, it will be opened. Consider the persistence that was necessary for getting this bread. The tenacity, sticking with the ask, continuing with the seek, and non-stopping the knock. Rogo quero facio. Until the neighbor relented and gave him bread. The man gained a sure and conclusive victory. His friend ate that night. Persistence in God's way brings sure, conclusive victory. No great achievement is possible without persistent work. Quote from Bertram Russell. The Greek word in Luke 11:9 for the word impudence, translated from the King James, is anaida or anadia, A-N-A-I-D-E-I-A. It's also translated as a shameless refusal to quit. He simply would not give up. He wasn't going to go away. He needed the bread for his friend. And the neighbor relented because of his persistence. Jesus concludes, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. The Greek could be translated literally as, not ask and keep on asking. Seek and keep on seeking. Knock and keep on knocking. We must be determined. Our persistence. We must practice persistence with God. The man here is seeking physical bread. We are seeking the bread of life. The very Christ for our own needs. Our goal is to attain the bread of life. In John 6:35, Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whosoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. And again in John 14:6, Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Okay, so how do we do this? Luke records Christ's words for the answer. Number one, ask. It's quite that simple. We must persist in asking God for help. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, Paul says, pray without ceasing. Constant. And you know, we can even do that even if or if not our prayers are answered or someone else's prayers are answered, because there's always someone who's needing. And it's good for us to ask. So keep on keeping on asking. Point number two. We must persist in seeking to see as God sees. Samuel was given charge to go anoint a new king. He went to the house of Jesse. And he started with the most obvious, tall and very looking like a kingly type of look of the sons. And down and down and down and down. And God said, Samuel, do not look on the appearance or on the height of the stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord does not look upon a man as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but God, the Lord, looks on the heart. We must learn with persistence to see as God sees. Three, again, the answer is given in Christ's own words. It says, knocking. We'll call it doing. It's an action verb. It's not an adjective. It's not a passive. It's action. Faith without works is dead. So we have to knock. We must persist in doing what God requires. Okay, but what does God require? Micah 6:8 rolls out the answer. In Micah 6:8, verse 8, he has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice, to love mercy, and to walk humbly before your God. Matthew 24:46 emphasizes, blessed is the servant when his master returns finds him so doing. Doing. Not thinking about it, not waiting for it, but doing. Rogo quaero facio. I ask, I seek, I do. As of last night, we are 5 weeks from Passover, 2021. We have had an entire year, interestingly enough, labeled 2020, perfect vision, to get ready for this Passover. We have been asked. We have sought. Are we knocking? Passover summons the deepest introspection into our lives, all aspects, physical, mental, spiritual, the whole ball of wax. We do not need to engage God with impunity. He's there and willing always. But we must be persistent. As Luke states in verse 9, and I tell you, ask and it will be given. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened unto you. Rogo quaero facio. I ask, I seek, I do.